Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield. Made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Barney was at school, they said he'd never make the grade. He was living in a kipper coloured dream. Barney ought to learn to concentrate, his teachers used to say, as he drifted in the bottom stream. Barney was a waster, got no bits of paper, ended up attending a machine, turning little piggies into plastic packaged sausages to sell in the heliport canteen. Barney seemed to lack ambition, didn't hear tomorrow call, didn't want the overtime for extra pay. He just left his limbs to labour when he donned his uniform, while his mind was floating freely far away. It was press, turn, screw, lift, early shift and late shift, every day the same routine. Turning paper pickets into plastic packet sausages to sell in the heliport canteen. It was on a summer's evening, Barney crossed from work to home with a twisted tube of metal that he found. And he stuck it in the garden like a broken totem pole, and he planted piles of pebbles all around. That boy's no use, must have a screw loose, thinks his bit of metal's gonna grow. Barney felt the silence in his head begin to melt, and in his heart a spark of laughter seemed to glow. Barney's game became a passion, all the free time that he had, he was in the garden knocking out a space, piecing broken things together with devotion in his hands and a sweet seraphic smile on his face. Mother said you can't, no.
Father said the same, no.
Littering a little bit of lawn.
What are we gonna do with him?
Why can't he be normal? He's been troubled since the day he was born. Every day he brought back something, he was nicking things from work, he was picking up what others threw away. Cans and kettles, boots and bottles, all the refuse of the earth, he assembled in a giant junk display. Copper wire, car tires, plastic pots, broken mops, worn out wheels and one of water tank. What a silly game to play, what a waste of effort, he'd do better if he went and robbed a bank. Look at Barney's wit contraption, high on iron girder legs, reaching steel and tin can feelers to the sky. As it wobbles in the breezes, its Belisha beacon heads seem to nod and wink at all the passers-by. Every day he do a bit, every day it grew a bit, sprouting like a jungle in the rain. The neighbours watched in horror as this multicoloured monster escaped from his loony bin brain. Barney's work began to waver, he was failing his machine, the foreman said he wasn't giving of his best. So the job enrichment expert analysed his work in speed and devised a scheme to give him added zest. It was press and screw lift, early shift and late shift, every day the same routine. Turning twice as many piggies into plastic packet sausages to sell in the heliport canteen. Barney's folly neighed the neighbours whilst disfiguring the street. There was baying from the purity crusade. And the careful lads informed him that the bylaws had been breached, while the blowflies buzzed round every move he made. Watch out, Barney, special Roger after you. Got you fully photographed and filed. Officialdom is closing in, oblivious of everything. Barney feels as happy as a child. It was on a winter's morning, Barney worked the early shift, when inspectors came with agents of the law. They dismantled Barney's monster, dumped it on the council tip, left the garden neat and tidy as before. Home comes Barney, can't believe his eyes to see space where his creation once held sway. Shadows seem to fall on him, silence seemed to swallow him, frightened Barney turns and runs away. Now they say that Barney scavenges the scrap heaps of the town, never answers to his name and no one knows why he wants to throw his life away, just wandering around, building crazy patterns everywhere he goes. And still it's best turn screw lift, early shift and late shift, other limbs are minding his machine, turning little piggies into plastic packet sausages to sell in the heliport canteen.
Oh, 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 oh Nalene. Nalene faso kono. Nalene. Jawara doni faso kono.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. And when you play that funky music, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever. Hi, I'm Kelly Walker, and you're listening to Sheffield Live.
One, two, three, four.
Who wants it, please? Things in my life.
these words around your waist. Open arms, a last embrace. Go make your peace commonplace. Take the train, a last goodbye. Throw your rhymes at passers-by. One love on your hi-fi. Words, words is all. Around the underground and ticket halls, declaring peace wall to wall. Back in Leeds, the news we heard, no one killed and no one hurt. Wish all the young men used only words. Words, words is all. Around the underground and ticket halls, declaring peace wall to wall.
Again, and I don't really know just why she's living. All she ever said was she just had to go. And I watch her as she walks away from me. Yeah, I can see her, but then I know that in a moment she'll be gone. Yeah, she'll be gone. And then I say, you've got to understand, she's not really leaving. No, not at all. Just washed her away. Oh, and I know she's leaving. Yeah, she's going for good. Oh, and I'd love to go with you, but I she hung around.
she's going for good, and I'd love to go with you, but I never would. Oh, and I know she's leaving. Yeah, she's going for good, and I'd love to go with you. All that I never would. No, I never would. No, I never would. No, I never would.
Oh, no. She's never coming back. Face it.
Bye. bogs and underbrush, and made my weary way through wind fog thick, devil's clubs, my aching feet been straight, until at last by even start in my high ground I gained, and there I met with a Creole gal by the legs of punch.
Thank you. last night, these two bouncers, and one of them's alright, the other one's a scary, and his way or no way, totalitarian. He's got no time for you, looking or breathing, how he don't want you to. So step out the queue, he makes examples of you, and there's no you can say behind the go through to the bit where you pay, and you realise then that it's finally the time to walk by past 10,000 eyes in the line, and you can swap jumpers and make another move. Instill in your brain, you've got something to prove to all the smirking faces and the boys in black. Why can't he be present? Why can't he have a laugh? He's got his hand in your chest, he wants to give you a duff. Well, secretly, I think they want it all to kick off. They want horse flying everywhere and balls as well. It's just something to talk about, a story to tell you. Whilst the gladiators all the way will put it down to fate. I'll say a thousand million things that I could never say this morning. Got too deep, but how deep is too deep?
Drive me wild. Is that gorilla? VIP, no worries on. Turn on the AC, BLAC with the KB. Just so magnificent when the Magnum spin, you be gasping to the Aspens. Yes, we go while you eat cheese toast with Cheetos. Egos, all's about as big as a mountain. Ask my accountant what I'm counting on the daily. Your career like maybe. Hey, B, stand back for a minute. Go on, ma, put your whole back up in it.
You want me to put my back into it?
Put your back up in it. Whoa.
Why don't you tell me why? Why don't you tell me why? Why don't you tell me why? Why don't you tell me why?
Like a lifeline, levitating in your good light. grew up. We get married and never split up. Oh, we never did it. Although I often thought of it. Oh, Tadra, do you recall? The house was very small, with one chip on the wall. When I came round to call, you didn't notice me at all. And I said, let's all meet up in the year 2000. Won't it be strange when we're all fully grown? Be there 2 o'clock by the fountain down the road. I never knew that you'd get married. I would be living down here on my own. On that damp and lonely first day years ago. Deborah, do you recall? Your house was very small, with wood chip on the wall. When I came round to call, you didn't notice me at all.